Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章，我们要从第一节读到三十节。
And we shall read from verses 1 to 30.
使徒行传第九章第一节说，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手领他进大马色，三日不能看见，也不能吃也不能喝。当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫亚纳尼亚，主在异象中对他说，亚纳尼亚。他说，主，我在这里。主对他说，起来往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正在祷告，又看见一个人名叫亚纳尼亚进来按手在他身上，叫他看见。第十三节，亚纳尼亚回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对了亚纳尼亚说，只管去，只他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。我要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。亚纳尼亚就去进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，兄弟扫罗，你在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，就能看见，于是起来就受了洗。吃过了饭，见状了扫罗和大马色的门徒同住些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。第二十一节，凡听见的人就惊奇说，耶路撒冷常害求告这名的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来特要捆绑他们带到祭司长那里去。但扫罗越发有能力拨倒住在大马色的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗，但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们昼夜在城里守候要杀他。他们的门徒就在夜间用幡子把他从城坠下去。扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与他门徒交接，他们却怕他们不信他是门徒，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领他去见使徒，把他在路上怎么样看见主怎样向他说话，他在大马色怎么侍奉，怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道，并说希腊化的犹太人讲论辩驳，他们想法子要杀他。弟兄们知道了，就送他到亚该萨利亚，把他打发他往大树去。
Acts chapter 9 verse 1. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were open, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus will appear to you on the road by which you came has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples. And they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord, and he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. We are reading the book of Acts.
使徒行传是在让我们知道神的福音，主耶稣的福音怎么样传遍天下。
And the book of Acts let us know how the Lord's gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ's gospel, spread throughout the world.
那么我们发现在第一章到第七章呢，都是在讲彼得。
And from chapters 1 to 7, it was about Peter.
那么在这个第八章、第九章。 之后呢，全部都是在讲保罗。
And from chapters 8 onwards to the end, it was about Paul.
那么这个保罗到底是谁呢？
So who was Paul?
所以在这第九章，那么给我们看见了这个保罗呢，他怎么样信主。
And chapter 9 tells us how Paul believed in the Lord.
所以我们看到这个保罗呢，在生命上有一个很大的改变。
And we can see that Paul's life was transformed.
所以呢，我们今天就要跟大家一起来思想保罗生命的改变。
So today we want to ponder this topic of the transformed life of Paul.
首先呢，我们来看保罗怎么样相信耶稣基督。
Firstly, we're going to see how Paul believed in Jesus.
所以我们要跟大家一起来思想这个保罗到底是谁。
And who was Paul?
这个保罗呢，我们 其实如果你打开你的使徒行传，你看第七章已经开始提到保罗这个人。
And if you actually turn back to Acts chapter 7, it would have mentioned about Paul.
当这个史提凡被杀的时候呢，保罗就是在那边用石头打他。
And when Stephen was martyred, Paul was there approving of Stephen's stoning.
所以你看第七章第五十八节说，他把他推到城外用石头打死，他就是史提凡。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，扫罗就是保罗。
And chapter 7 verse 58, then they cast him out of the city and stoned him, that's referring to Stephen. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul, and Saul was later named Paul.
其实七章第六十节或者在英文的在第八章第一节说，扫罗也喜悦他被害。
And chapter 8 verse 1 says Saul approved of his execution.
第八章第三节，扫罗呢就去自己也去残害教会，进各家拉男女下到监里。
And chapter 8 verse 3, Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison.
到今天我们所讲的经文第九章呢，你看到扫罗呢口吐威吓凶杀的话。
And until chapter 9 verse 1, as we read just now, Saul was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord.
所以这一个人呢，到底怎么样能够信主呢？这个这样残害基督徒的人，怎么会变成传扬基督的人呢？
So how can someone like this who persecuted Christians became one who preached Christ?
所以今天呢，我们就要跟大家一起来思想这个扫罗怎么样信主。
So today we want to talk about how Saul believed in the Lord.
所以大家记得我们在讲这个《使徒行传》的主题是什么吗？
And remember we talk about the theme of the entire book of Acts.
我们如果你在这里一段时间，你应该到现在应该已经很清楚知道这个《使徒行传》的主题。
If you have been with us for some time, you should be very clear about the theme of the whole Book of Acts.
如果你读《使徒行传》不知道它的主题，你就读出不出它的意思。
If you do not pay attention to the theme of the Book of Acts, you will not be able to understand the meaning.
整本《使徒行传》是要让我们知道，他使徒们怎么样做耶稣的见证，在耶路撒冷，第二，在犹太全地和撒玛利亚，第三到地极，怎么样做神的主耶稣的见证。
And Acts 1:8 tells us.How that the disciples will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they will be Jesus' witnesses in Jerusalem, firstly, and then secondly in Judea and Samaria, and thirdly to the end of the earth.
所以当我们在读《使徒行传》的时候，我们很清楚这个使徒的大纲是怎么样的。
So as we read through the book of Acts, we know that the outline of Acts could be traced in such a way.
所以我们看到《使徒行传》的大纲可以分成第一到第七章是福音怎么样传到耶路撒冷。
So in chapters 1 to 7, it tells of how the gospel was spread in Jerusalem.
第八到十二章是怎么传到犹太和撒玛利亚。
Chapters 8 to 12, the gospel in all Judea and Samaria.
到第三呢，就是讲到十三章到二十八章，就是怎么样传到地极。
And chapters 13 to 28, the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以我们跟大家上一次思想的时候，在第八章我们看到福音要传到犹太、撒玛利亚，直到地极，有很多困难。
And we have studied previously in chapter 8 how difficult it was for the gospel to reach Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth.
但是在第八章的时候，我们就看见有一些突破。
But in chapter 8, there was a breakthrough.
我们看到地理位置的突破。
There was geographical breakthrough.
因为在耶路撒冷，他们怎么样传撒玛利亚是在北方犹太全地，那么他怎么样传福音给一个以索比亚的太监？这个以索比亚太监就是在埃及更南部，在非洲的一个国家，所以他的福音怎么样传开出去
？And we know that Samaria was up in the north.But in chapter 8, the gospel was preached to an Ethiopian eunuch who was from the southern part of Egypt, and that is in Africa. So how the geographical breakthrough was achieved?
第二呢，这个以索比亚的太监是什么人呢？他是一个黑人，是非洲的黑人。所以你看到这个福音已经从中东传到非洲了。
And we also know that the Ethiopian eunuch was actually a black African. So this is how the gospel spread from the Middle East to Africa.
所以这里我们已经看到有种族的突破.
So there was an ethnic breakthrough.
第三呢，有文化的突破.
And thirdly, there's a cultural breakthrough.
因为这个文化的突破呢，就是 太监呢，犹太人很不喜欢太监，我们中国人也不喜欢太监。这个太监呢，他们连福音也领到这个太监，已经是一个突破了。And
this is a cultural breakthrough because the Jews, just like the Chinese, they actually despise eunuchs.
犹太人很看重那个人必须，如果那个人没有家人、没有结婚、没有孩子呢，他们都看不起。但是呢，太监更加看不起。但是我们看到。 圣灵要福音，要腓力传福音给一个太监呢？可见神的福音已经是给天下所有的人。And
we know that the Jews actually looked down on those who were not married and those who do not have children, and they even despised eunuchs much more. So here we can see how when Philip preached the gospel to the eunuch, it is a cultural breakthrough.
所以在这里呢，不但是这样呢，我们看到这个太监是非常有钱的太监，他是那个女皇的这个管营徒的。And
this was no ordinary eunuch. He was a very rich eunuch because he was a treasurer for the queen.
所以这个呢，我们从《使徒行传》教会建立的时候呢，福音都是传给穷人，而且传给。 不是没有这个地位的人，但是我们在这里看到教会也传给有钱人，所以不是有钱人、穷人、有知识的人、没有知识的人都需要福音。And
in the beginning, as the gospel spread in Jerusalem, it mainly spread among the poor people. But here we can see that those who are of high status and those who are rich also receive the gospel. So the gospel is meant for the rich. And the poor is meant for the educated and the wise, and also for the foolish.
所以你看到福音胜过地理的困难、种族的困难、文化的困难、经济的困难。So
we can see that there was a breakthrough of the gospel in terms of geography, ethnic background, and also cultural and economic breakthrough as well.
但是现在还有一个更大的困难，有一个保罗到处杀害基督徒。
But now there is a greater threat. There is a Paul who's going around ravaging Christians.
他到处逼害基督徒.
And he was persecuting Christians.
基督徒的福音怎么传开？有这个保罗挡住呢？
With Paul blocking the road, how can the gospel move further?
所以在这时候呢，我们就要看到主的福音，就算有再大的困难，主也能够胜过.
And we can see here that the gospel will be victorious even over the greatest obstacles.
所以我们来到第九章第一节，他说这个扫罗呢，向着主的门徒口吐威下凶煞的话，去见大祭司，拿了这个准证呢，就出去要来残害耶稣的仆人。
We read in chapter 9 verse 1 that Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues so that he might persecute the Christians.
但是呢，他来到这个地方的时候呢，他在第三节，扫罗行路到了大马色，突然天上有大发光呢，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么你逼迫我？”
Verse 3, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
所以在这个时候呢，我们发现原来扫罗在走向大马色的路上，其他的特别在《使徒行传》第22跟26章告诉我，那个时间呢是在中午的时候，大概这个时候。And
according to Acts chapter 22 and 26, Paul was traveling at about noon time.
他说在这个太阳最猛烈的时候，有另外一个强烈的光呢，照在这个扫罗身上。
And at noon time, the sun is shining at its brightest, but yet there was a brighter light that surrounded Paul.
那么这个光呢，把保罗，给他跌倒了，使到他扑倒在地上呢，而且他的眼睛瞎了。And
this light was so bright that Saul or Paul fell down to the ground and he was blinded.
所以我们要问，到底这个光是从哪里来？
So where did this light come from?
这个光就是耶稣基督的荣光。
This is the glory of Jesus Christ.
因为他说主啊你是谁？
Because Paul answered, "Who are you, Lord?"
他说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，是耶稣向他显现。
And he said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." So Jesus appeared to him.
在我们的圣经里面第二十七节也是这么讲，他说他们巴拿巴把他接到耶路撒冷去见使徒的时候，他把他诉说他怎么样看见主。
And verse 27 also tells us the same thing, that when Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord.
所以他看见主，看见他的荣光，他眼睛全部都瞎了。
So he saw the Lord and his glory and he was blinded.
那么而且呢，你会发现亚拿尼亚，主差遣亚拿尼亚 去为他祷告的时候呢，亚拿尼亚也是这么讲说，第九章十七节说，亚拿尼亚进了那个家，向保罗说，向你显现的就是主耶稣叫我来，叫你能看见。
And in verse 17, when Ananias went to the house, he also said to Saul, "The Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road has sent me that you may regain your sight."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到主耶稣的这个福音呢，虽然有一个保罗抵挡主耶稣，不敢他不让他传福音，但是神的全能能够胜过这个所有的阻挡。
And yes, indeed, we see that even though there was an obstacle here, and Paul tried to obstruct the spread of the gospel, but God's power can overcome all this.
所以第一个功课我们学到呢，主耶稣的福音是不可能被阻挡的。
And the first lesson that we learn is that the Lord's gospel is unstoppable.
所以我们在圣经里面看到主耶稣传道的时候呢，他是一个人。
And we can see from the Bible that when Jesus was preaching, he was a man.
那么当来到使徒行传第一章十五节的时候呢，当时候聚会有一百二十人。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 15,120 people were gathering.
但是来到第使徒行传第二章四十一节的时候，他说彼得传讲耶稣基督，有三千人信主。
By the time we reach Acts 2:41, after Peter preached, 3,000 people believed.
到了第四章呢，有五千人信主。
And Acts chapter 4, 5,000 believed.
那么今天呢，根据2010年的一个调查呢，全世界有2.1 billion 是什么？20亿人口相信耶稣基督。
And according to a survey that was done in 2010, today there's about 2 billion Christians.
当然，这个是世人的调查，里面包括各种各样，我们不认为他们是真的基督徒。总而言之，人数很大，很多，很大。
Of course, this is a secular survey which includes some groups that we do not deem as Christians. But the point is, the number is huge.
单单今天在中国的基督徒呢，具有100 million, 1,000,000, 100 million, 1,000,000, 1亿。
And in China alone, there is 100 million Christians.
所以你看到基督徒怎么样从120人、3000人、5000人增加到今天的数字，耶稣基督的福音是不能够被阻挡的。
So we can see that as the X tells us how the numbers just added until today, we can see that the Lord's gospel is unstoppable.
第二件事情，我们学到一个功课。
And the second lesson that we can learn.
当保罗带着这个祭司长的这个准证呢，去杀害基督徒的时候呢，他来到大马色，他要抓基督徒的时候，发生什么事情
？As Saul came with the permit of the high priest in order to persecute Christians, before he reached Damascus, what happened?
他被这个大光照耀，结果他瞎了。
He was surrounded by a great light which blinded him.
对保罗来讲，这个是好像是大自然的一件事情，突然间出现，他眼睛瞎了，看不见。这个是保罗传去阻挡这个保罗的侍奉的时候呢，遇到最大的困难就是他眼睛瞎了。对保罗来讲，这是一个他自己碰到一个困难。
And to Paul, as he was going to persecute Christians, he actually faced this difficulty himself or this period of trial when he actually was blinded.
所以他保罗遇到困难这件事情是好还是不好呢？
So as Paul met with an obstacle, was this good or bad?
所以保罗在杀害基督徒的时候，他碰到困难，结果呢，发现原来这个人阻挡他的是谁呢？就是主耶稣。
And as Paul attempted to persecute Christians, he met with an obstacle, and this obstacle is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别在二十二章《使徒行传》那边提到说，这个人这个主他所见到的就是那义者 ，the righteous one.
And Acts chapter 22 actually tells us that the person whom Paul met is the righteous one.
所以保罗以为他在侍奉主，其实他是在抵挡主。
Paul thought that he was serving the Lord when in fact he was obstructing God.
所以呢，他迫害基督徒，主耶稣说：“你迫害基督徒，你是迫害我。”
And when Paul was persecuting Christians, Jesus said, "You are persecuting me."
所以在这边呢，我们发现原来保罗遇到一个困难之后呢，他就突然间信主了。
And after this obstacle that Paul met.He was converted.
所以困难来的时候是好还是不好？
So when obstacle comes along, is it good or bad?
很多人说我们不要困难，我不要苦难，但是很多时候苦难来到的时候呢，是要使我们得好处。
Some people say, I do not want obstacles, I do not want difficulties or suffering. But very often when such things come, it is actually beneficial.
苦难来的时候，保罗遇到苦难，遇到他眼睛瞎的时候，这个是一件很大的事情。
And when Paul was blinded, this was a huge difficulty.
所以你会发现，你们有没有试过有一段时间你眼睛瞎了不能看呢？你就知道这个是非常吓人的事情。
And if you have ever experienced a period of time when both your eyes cannot see, then you will know that this is a very frightening thing.
所以对保罗来讲，他遇到很大的困难，但是这个困难呢，却导致他信主。
And Paul met with such a great difficulty, but this difficulty caused him to believe in the Lord.
所以我们在圣经里面也读到诗篇一百一十九篇七十一节，他说：“我受苦是以我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。”
Psalm 119:71 tells us that it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes.
所以呢，很多时候我们遇见苦难的时候，我们要停下来思想一下。
So very often when we are faced with difficulty, we need to pause and ponder.
为什么我们会遇到这个苦难？
Why?
或许这个苦难就是神来引导我们信主的一个途径。
Maybe this difficulty is how God is trying to guide me to believe in the Lord.
今天我们问问大家，多少人信主是因为你经过某一种苦难？
And if we ask the question today, how many of you actually believe in the Lord because you are experiencing some kind of difficulty?
是的，很多人，有很多，多少人我相信没有，说我很自由，我很健康，我很快乐，我来信耶稣，好像没有这样的人。
And there will be very few, almost none, who will tell you that I was free, I was joyful, and everything is good, my health is good, and I believe in the Lord.
我们很多人信主呢，都是有某种苦难，或者是家庭，或者是事业，或者是工作，遇到苦难的时候呢，我们才来信主。
Most people would come to believe in the Lord because they are faced with difficulty either in their family, or in their workplace, or in their career, etc.
这些苦难是神允许到我们的身上，使到我们能够得到好处。
Such difficulties is allowed by the Lord so that we might actually be benefited.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That's why Paul wrote in Romans 28, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
所以呢，这些事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们要思想神有功课要我们学。
So when things or difficulties arise in our life, we must ponder there is a lesson God wants us to learn.
我敢跟你这么讲说，如果你碰到同样的问题不断的出现，可以，我敢跟你讲说，你没有学会这个功课，所以神让这样事情不断的发生，直到你学好这个功课。
And I dare say that if you keep meeting the same type of difficulties over and over again, it must be that You have not learned your lesson yet, and that's why God keeps sending the same message to you.
如果我在工作上一直碰到同样的问题不断的出现呢，我可以跟你肯定，神为什么一直让你碰到同样的问题？是你还没学好那个功课。
And if you keep meeting with the same difficulty in your work, then I can tell you that's because you have not learned your lesson yet.
或许你在家庭里面你常常碰到同样一个问题，我告诉你，同一个问题就是你那个功课没有学好。
Or maybe in your family you are faced with the same difficulty over and over again, then I can tell you that's because you have not learned your lesson.
你或许说，我怎么知道神要我学什么功课？
And you might ask, how do I know what lesson God wants me to learn?
如果你不知道你要学什么功课，就学就好像雅各书上说，如果你不没有智慧，你就求告神，神必然让你知道你要学的是什么功课。
And if you lack wisdom to understand what lesson God wants you to learn, then follow what the book of James tells us, that when you lack wisdom, you should ask God and He will give you that wisdom.
圣经里面告诉我们说，主不要，他不甘心我们受苦。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord does not afflict from His heart or grieve the children of men.
他意思是说，他没有目的的随便使我们受苦，主不会这样做。
In other words, God will not afflict us without purpose.
所以呢，我们常常遇到同样的苦难呢，我们要问自己，到底我们有没有学会那个功课？
So if we are faced with the same difficulty over and over again, then we should ask ourselves, have we learned the lesson?
保罗进入的时候呢，他发现受到阻挡，马上他知道这是主耶稣。
And when Paul was on his way to Damascus, he had an obstacle and he immediately knew that it was the Lord.
在这边呢，我们发现保罗问他，主啊，你是谁？
And Paul asked, who are you, Lord?
主耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
但是我们在这里没有看到保罗说，他也没有举手，他没有到台前来，他也没有签一个卡片，他也没有做一个祷告，他怎么信主的呢？
And we did not see we did not see Paul raising his hand or responding to an altar call or filling the card or say the sinner's prayer. So how did Paul believe?
保罗到底怎么样信主？我们都没有看到保罗的确说，我相信耶稣，他没有讲。
How on earth did Paul become a believer? He did not profess that he wants to believe.
在这段圣经里面没有讲。
Not in this passage.
但是呢，在使徒行传第22:10他有讲。
But in Acts 22:10 it is recorded.
那么在22:10的时候呢，保罗在做见证的时候，他说，当那个光照耀在我身上的时候，第十节他说他对主说，主啊，我当做什么？
And Acts 22:10, as Paul was giving testimony of what happened to him on the road to Damascus, he actually said to the Lord, "What shall I do, Lord?"
你看，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们应该学保罗说：“主啊，你是我的主人啊，我应该做什么？”
And indeed, as we come before the Lord, we should learn from Paul and ask, Lord or Master, what shall I do?
不是说我知道应该做什么，我知道应该这样做，那样做。他说我不知道应该做什么，主啊，你是我的主人，你吩咐我应该做什么。
You should not claim to know what to do, that you are going to do this or that, but you should approach God and ask, Lord, you are my master, what shall I do?
因为你是我的主人，你来告诉我，来支配我的生活。
Because you are my master, you should rule my life.
所以呢，我们在这边很多人来到神面前，他说：“主啊，如果你拯救我的孩子，你拯救我的丈夫，你拯救我的妻子，我就信你。”其实你把神呢当成是一个这个 genie， 就是说当做好玩，好这个利用他来完成你的目的。
And if you were to say to God that if you save my children or if you save my parents or if you save my household, my wife, then I will believe in you.
所以你跟神讨价还价。
Then you are treating God as a genie. You are actually bargaining with God.
所以你不把神当作神。
And you do not treat God as God.
你把神当作是一个可以利用的对象。
You treat God as somebody whom you can make use of.
如果神是一个主人，他是一个神，他是主人，他应该告诉你，你说我没有条件，你告诉我应该怎么做，我就怎么做。
If indeed you treat him as God and Lord and Master, you should not come to him with a condition. You should just ask, what shall I do?
所以他把主当作主啊，你是主人，你是神，你告诉我应该怎么做，我就听从。
So Paul treated God as God and as the Lord and Master, and he said, what shall I do? Your wish is my command.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不应该来到神面前说，主啊，如果你给我发财，我就信你；如果你给我成功的事业，我就信你；如果你给我健康，我就信你。你在利用神，这样的人呢，不能够从神那里得什么。
So if you come before God, you should not tell God that if you make me rich, I'll believe in you. If you give me a good career, I'll believe in you. Or if you give me good health, I'll believe in you. You are making use of God and don't expect to receive anything from the Lord.
如果你是这样的话，你在利用神，神难道不知道吗？
And if you are making use of God, will he not know?
我们中国人很奇怪的，我们拜的时候，我说我给你这只鸡，你给我很多钱。
And Chinese people, when they worship their gods, they will offer up a chicken and they ask for lots of money in return.
他以为神不知道，如果神可以给你这么多钱，他可以买很多只鸡自己吃，那你需要给你一次你那一只鸡，然后给你这么多钱。
And does he not think that the God who can bless him with riches is able to purchase all the chickens in the world? Why does he need that offering?
如果神可以这样给你骗到呢，这个神也不值得信。
If this God can be deceived by you, then this God is not worth believing in.
这个神是创造宇宙万物的真神。
This God is the God who created the universe.
他的道路超越我们的道路。
His ways are higher than our ways.
他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
我们不能够来到神面前说，你要听我说，然后我才相信你。你信不信他也是主？他，你再不信，你会受到审判。
And you cannot come before God and say, do this and I'll believe in you. Because he is the master. Whether you believe or not, it doesn't matter. But if you do not believe, you will be punished.
神给我们神给我们审判，神给我们苦难，是要来引导我们回想，我们什么都不能，我们只有靠主才能。
God gives us affliction and difficulty is to direct us to realize that we cannot do anything and we are powerless and we have to depend on Him.
罗马书十章九节说，他说只要你口里承认耶稣为主，心里相信他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans 10:9 tells us, if you confess with your mouth and that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以这里讲到，你要承认耶稣是你的主人。
So you must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
如果你相信他是你的主人，你真的承认他是你的主人，你是说主啊，我当做什么？
If you acknowledge and agree that Jesus is your Lord and Master, then you will say to him, what shall I do?
你不会跟他讲条件。
And you will not lay down your conditions.
你不会跟他讲说，如果你给我工作顺利，你给我的家庭顺利，你给我的事业顺利，我就能够信你。如果是这样的话，你还是主人，他是你的仆人。
And you will not negotiate with God for a smooth career or a happy family or whatsoever else. If you still do that, then you are the master, not him.
所以呢，我们在这里，我们看见主告诉他说，你进城去。第六节他说，你进城去，我把你当做的事情告诉你。
And verse 6, the Lord told him, rise and enter the city and you will be told what you are to do.
那么我们看到第七节，同行的人也听见声音却看不见，就保罗起来打开眼睛怎么也打不开了，他就进了城去。
And verse 7 tells us that the men actually stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul rose from the ground, although his eyes were open, he saw nothing andwent into the city.
所以呢，我们学到第三个功课呢，就是相信耶稣呢，就是承认耶稣是我们的主人。
And the third lesson that we should have learned is that to believe is to confess Jesus as Lord.
所以我们第一点看到呢，生命的改变，保罗怎么样有生命的改变？第一呢，他相信耶稣基督。
And we can see the transformed life of Paul when he believed in Jesus.
第二呢，保罗受了洗。归入耶稣基督。
And Paul was baptized into Jesus.
让我们来看第九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
那么当保罗这件事情在发生的时候呢，在大马色呢有一个门徒，第十节说，名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中向他显现说，亚拿尼亚，主说，他说我在这里。那么他叫说，你去找一个人叫大树呢，然后为他祷告，他得叫他能够看见。
In verse 10, there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is great.
那么亚拿尼亚说，哇，这个人是要杀害基督徒的主，你为什么要我去为他祷告？
And Ananias said, This is a person who persecutes Christians. Why do you want me to go to him?
第十五节，主说，你尽管去，他是我拣选的器皿。
Verse 15, the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine.
他要在外邦人的君王和以色列人面前宣扬我的名，而且他要为我的缘故受许多的苦。
To carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
所以这个亚拿尼亚就顺服了。
And Ananias obeyed.
然后他就去为保罗祷告，开他的眼睛，他就被圣灵充满。
And he went, prayed for Saul, and he was filled with the Spirit, and his eyes were healed.
保罗眼睛得好了之后呢，马上就起来受洗了。
And Paul was baptized immediately.
所以你看到受洗呢，是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of baptism?
同样的，保罗马上顺服，受洗是主耶稣的教训，所以他明白主耶稣教训说，你信而受洗的就必得救，他就去受洗，听从了主耶稣的话。所以我们看见顺服非常重要。
And Paul obeyed, and he actually got baptized immediately, so we can see that obeying includes baptism, and obedience is important.
这个是第四个功课, fourth lesson, 不是第一个功课。
And this is of course the fourth lesson.
那么我们看到这边呢, 为什么很多人问, 为什么保罗, 这个亚拿尼亚要去为他祷告, 按手在他身上呢?
And some people ask, why does Ananias need to go there, pray for Paul, and lay his hands on him?
其实很简单，刚才我们在读第十四节的时候就看到说, 他说这个是一个差遣, 告诉他说你是神被拣选的, 你要去做神的工作。
And in fact, we have read that in verse 15, actually, this is the sign that Paul was chosen by God and to do God's work.
所以在这里呢，我们发现保罗是神被拣选，而且差派出去传福音，而且要在外邦人的君王，还有在耶路撒冷传他的福音。
So Paul was a chosen instrument of God to carry God's name to the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
所以他受洗就是代表他的顺服。
So his baptism represented his obedience.
那么第三呢，我们看到保罗。 开始，当他信主之后呢，他眼睛得开之后呢，他受洗了之后呢，他做什么呢？他就马上传扬耶稣基督。
And after he believed and was baptized, what did he do? He began to preach Jesus.
他来大马色是要迫害 persecute， 但是现在呢，他 proclaim， 他传扬耶稣基督。
So he came with the purpose of persecuting Christians, but yet he ended up proclaiming Christ.
为什么有这么大的改变呢？
Why was there such a great transformation?
自然的是因为他相信了耶稣基督，他的生命就开始改变了。
Of course, it is due to his belief in the Lord Jesus, that's why his life was changed.
但是到底这个保罗是谁呢？
But who is this Paul?
可以做这样大的改变呢？
How can he experience such a great change?
其实呢，你如果看《使徒行传》第22章呢，他是加马列门下的一个学生。
If you read Acts chapter 22, you will know that he was a disciple of Gamaliel.
所以这个加马列呢，是在当时非常有名的一个老师。
And Gamaliel was a very famous rabbi, or very famous teacher.
他说，你们要夸口，我也可以夸口。
And Paul was saying that if you can boast, so can I.
他说我的第八天的受割礼。
I was circumcised on the eighth day.
我是以色列人中的以色列人。
I'm an Israelite of the Israelites.
我是便雅悯支派的法利赛人。
And I belong to the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee.
而且呢，我迫害教会呢，我很有功劳的。
And as regard to persecuting the church, I was zealous.
他是一个很有名，而且很有成就，很有可以讲说很有。 将来成为大事的人，结果呢，他却成为因着认识耶稣基督，把这切都当作是有损的。
He was a very famous person and bound for success if he continues that path, but he gave up all these things when he believed in Jesus and he counted all these things as loss.
所以你会发现一个人信主之后他生命完全的改变。
So when a person believes in Christ, you can see that his life is totally changed.
主耶稣告诉我们，你赚得全世界，你如果有钱，好像李嘉诚这样，又有什么用呢？你还是一样死。
And Jesus said, "What gain does it for a man if he gains the whole world? Even if you have all the money like Li Ka-shing, you will still die."
人赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
And if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul, what benefit is it?
今天呢，我们还是一样，很多人就是要抓住你的钱，抓住你的事业，抓住你的地位，以为这样的话呢，我们就能够满足，就能够有永生。你就算有了这一切，你还是一样死。
And today's world tells you the same thing that you must grab money, you must hold on to your possessions and all these things, but yet.Even if you have all those things, you will still die.
保罗呢把这一切都看开了，他说你拥有这一切也没有用，真正认识耶稣基督的人生命有改变，他自然里面有喜乐有平安，他能够不需要依靠这些，他都能够活得很快活，活得很喜乐，因为有主耶稣。
And Paul saw through the vanity of all these things and he gave them all up in exchange for the joy of believing in Jesus Christ.
保罗的生命有了改变。
So Paul had a transformed life.
主在哥林多后书五章十七节说，人若在基督里，他就是新造的了。
And in 2 Corinthians 5:15, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed away; behold, the new has come.
我要问你，你有没有生命的改变
？I want to ask you, have you experienced change in your life?
我们在星期二晚上有这个罗马书的这个查经班。
On Tuesday nights we have our study on Romans.
我们发现不是靠仪式。
And we realize it is not, we do not base on ceremony.
我们不是靠行为。
And not on our work.
我们不是靠我们的祖宗。
And not on our ancestors.
我们是靠耶稣基督。
We depend on Christ.
我们才能够得救。
And we are saved that way.
如果我们还是在抓住，说我来教会，我有奉献，我有祷告，我有禁食，这些呢都不能够使你满足。
And if you still think of that you come to church, you give offering and you pray and you also fast, all these things will not satisfy you.
一个真正能够满足的人，是他生命有改变，他不再看他需要很多的钱，他不需要看他有多么成功，他这些都不重要。真正重要是有主耶稣，你的生命就能够改变。
And the crucial thing is to have Jesus in your life.And then your life will be changed. You will no longer look upon riches of this world.
所以我要问你，你生命有没有改变？
So I want to ask you, is your life changed?
你的生命跟以前是不是一模一样？
Is your life still the same as before?
你的生命跟不信主的人是不是一模一样？
Is your life the same as those who do not believe?
你看保罗的生命完全的改变过来。
If you look at Paul's life, it was totally changed.
他以前是逼迫耶稣的。
He used to persecute Jesus.
现在他是传扬耶稣。
Now he preached Christ.
以前是拒绝耶稣的。
He used to reject Jesus.
现在他接受耶稣。
And now he accepted Christ.
那么你呢？
How about you?
如果你是说我现在是接受耶稣基督的，你的生命有没有改变像保罗这样？
And you say I have accepted Jesus. Then is your life changed like Paul?
如果你的生命跟以前一模一样，你的生命跟你的周围的人一模一样呢？你根本就还没有真正接受耶稣。
If your life is still like what it used to be, and if your life is just like all those people around you, you have not truly accepted the Lord Christ.
如果你还是在追求人生的成功、事业的成功、事业的金钱，你还没有真正明白耶稣基督的救恩。
If you're still pursuing your success in career and pursuing having lots of money as the world does, you have not truly.
如果你认为你的工作如果不成功，你就不快乐，你根本不知道信耶稣的快乐是什么。
If you think that without success in your career there is no joy, then you have not truly experienced the joy of believing in Jesus.
除非你的生命有新的改变，像保罗一样，你还不是真正尝到耶稣基督在你身上的救恩是什么意思。
Unless your life is changed just like Paul, you have not experienced what it really means to believe in Christ.
所以我们求主让我们有真正的生命的改变，让我们真正尝到信主的喜乐。
So we want to pray and ask God to enable us to have this changed life so that we will experience the joy of believing in Jesus.
我跟大家讲过这个故事，我再讲一遍。
I've told you this story before, I shall repeat that.
这个很简单的一个故事。
It's a simple story.
是讲到这个奥古斯丁。
It's about Augustine.
奥古斯丁呢，他在没有信主之前呢，他是非常荒诞，而且非常这个有很多的女朋友。
Augustine lived a licentious life before he became a believer.
所以呢，当他信主之后呢，他在街上走的时候，他的旧女朋友看见他就喊着说：“奥古斯丁，奥古斯丁，我是你的女朋友。”
And Augustine, after he became a believer, as he was walking on the street one day, he met one of his old flames, and the old flame shouted after him, "Augustine, Augustine, it is I."
这个奥古斯丁吓到，哎呀，糟糕了，他的旧女朋友来找他。
And he was shocked that he is now met his old flame.
他就赶快开始跑了。
And he started to run.
那么那个女朋友就说：“奥古斯丁，奥古斯丁是我，我是。”
And the girlfriend shouted, "Augustine, Augustine, it is I."
他说：“奥古斯丁说，现在我已经不是奥古斯丁了，我有 I, it is not I, 我赶快跑了，我已经不是，我是另外一个新的人了。”
Augustine replied, "Yes, but it is no longer I," and he ran away.
所以你看到他已经脱离了以前的旧的生活。
So he broke free from his old life.
如果我们活得还是像以前一样，我们还不知道耶稣基督的救恩。
If we still live like how we used to in the past, we have not been experienced salvation.
让我们请志平为我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, that Saul's dramatic change and his transformed life has so many lessons for us to learn. That indeed we too, if we profess to believe in Christ, must have a transformed life.Help us, Lord, that we will not come before you with conditions and telling you what to do in return for our faith. Indeed, help us to truly recognize our wretchedness before you, and that we might bow down and ask, "What shall I do, Lord?" In Jesus' name.